That's kind of a funny story, too. The TI wouldn't support me. My wife died, unfortunately.
Oh.
In 1970.
Sorry
My
to hear
first
that.
Wife. 1970. She had an aneurysm.
Hmm.
So I woke up one morning, dead by noon. Gosh, what a shock that was.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But anyway, I met another woman, Sarah Whidden, who we married.
Good.
Married the same year. Everybody said, why wait, get married?
Uh-huh.
And we've been married, she still is, we've been married 30 years now, 40 years.
Hmm.
No, 1970, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 years this year. Isn't that amazing? So, first wife, I was married for 26 years. So, now 30 this year. And she'd been married young, and when her husband died in an airplane crash at Braniff, 1968.
Huh.
And, she went back to school, never finished her degree. She went back to school. So I married her on her graduation, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I knew her in church. We went to the same church, and her family, my family, were scouts together and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew each other well. And the church sort of pushed it together.
Uh-huh.
You go to a meeting in the church, the only vacant seats to be side by side for her and I. So anyway, we married. But she wanted to go on and get her master's, which she had to do because she wanted to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'll go with you. So we went every Wednesday night to get an MLA. She got an MLA, and so did I.
Mm-hmm.
But T.I. wouldn't support me
uh-huh.
because they didn't think I needed another MLA. And I never had a master's degree, and I'd always focused on science, not on liberal arts. So
mm-hmm.
it was wonderful. We had went to SMU, and we'd take courses in history, you know, or Peru and all that,
mm-hmm.
and after we took the course, we'd go down and visit it.
Oh.
So it worked out beautifully. We went to Galapagos Islands and different parts of Peru. And it's just wonderful. Wherever we took a course, we went down and visited afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a wonderful time. So 2 years of that, I got an MLA.